Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Trump says he'll speak by phone with Chinese President Xi Jinping about what he called the very dangerous situation with North Korea. He also repeated his earlier warnings to North Korean leader Kim Jong-un regarding any threats or actions he takes toward the United States.
I hope that they are going to fully understand the gravity of what I said, and what I said is what I mean. So hopefully they'll understand exactly what I said and the meaning of those words. Those words are very, very easy to understand.
Meantime, an editorial in the Global Times says China would not assist North Korea if it launches a first strike that threatens U.S. soil and the U.S. retaliates. U.S. Defense Chief Jim Mattis told reporters military options to deal with any provocations by Pyongyang toward the U.S. are ready to be used, but diplomatic options are favored, like those being carried out by Secretary of State Rex Tillerson and the U.S. Ambassador to the U.N., Nikki Haley.
Right now, Secretary Tillerson, Ambassador Haley, you can see the American effort is diplomatically led. It has diplomatic traction. It is gaining diplomatic results.
In an unusually detailed announcement, North Korea's military says within a week it would hand President Kim a plan to fire missiles over Japan toward Guam, U.S. territory, 300 kilometers to the south. It is official now. Kenya's incumbent president, Uhuru Kenyatta, has been reelected, defeating opposition candidate Raila Odinga. Electoral Commission results show a roughly 79% voter turnout. This is VOA News. The United Nations Refugee Agency reporting it is stepping up humanitarian aid to thousands of Iraqis who are returning to the city of Mosul in the aftermath of the government's recapture of the former Islamic State stronghold. Lisa Schlein reporting from UNHCR headquarters in Geneva.
The UN Refugee Agency says the task ahead is mammoth, given the scale of destruction, especially in western Mosul. The UNHCR says shelter is the most pressing need, given the extensive damage done to the old city during months of urban warfare between government forces and Islamic State. UNHCR spokesman Andre Mahecic says mines, unexploded ordnance, and other devices pose enormous risks.
But given the magnitude of the problem, clearance work to remove all explosive hazards could take a very long time.
While the battle to retake Mosul is over, Mahecic agrees security and safety cannot be taken for granted. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
U.S. military disputing claims an overnight counterterrorism airstrike in eastern Afghanistan caused civilian casualties. They insisted the victims were militants under surveillance. Local authorities claiming 16 civilians, including women and children, were killed by two separate airstrikes. As the Trump administration reviews a government report that contradicts its views on climate change, another report is confirming that humans have pushed the planet to record-setting temperatures. VOA's Steve Barragona reporting.
Record-high temperatures helped set Alberta, Canada ablaze last year. Lethal heat and drought struck India, setting off a water crisis. The planet was hotter than ever recorded last year, according to the 2016 State of the Climate Report, compiled by the U.S. National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. Co-author Deke Arndt spoke to VOA by Skype.
Well, it confirms what we know. We know we live in a warming world. We know that that world is going to continue to warm. We know that this is going to cause issues around the world.
That puts the report at odds with the Trump administration. Environmental Protection Agency Chief Scott Pruitt disputes whether humans are responsible.
I believe the ability to measure with precision the degree of human activity's impact on the climate is subject to more debate.
These views and the U.S. withdrawal from the Paris Climate Agreement have raised concerns among many scientists that the Trump administration will suppress climate research. Steve Barragona, VOA News, Washington.
Google's chief executive says the company workforce needs to represent the world in totality. Comments come as Google grapples with high-profile internal debate over the number and the influence of female employees.
That's the latest world news from VOA.